From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Badgers take on Tennessee Tech at Camp Randall today. You can hear the game on WSAU. Badger game day begins at 9 this morning with a kickoff set for 11. The Packers getting set for their game with the 49ers on Sunday, and Clay Matthews says they plan to hit Colin Kaepernick hard and often. An NFL ruling on the read option is having some on the Packer defense licking their chops for Sunday's game, and 49er coach Jim Harbaugh calling the new rule biased. The new rule treats a quarterback like a runner until he's clearly out of the play. Harbaugh claims quarterbacks in a read option system get treated like a runner even if they don't have the ball and read to the running back. Matthews said that after talking to referees, a quarterback loses protection rights when they carry out those fakes. There was some college football yesterday. Boston College knocked off Wake Forest, and the University of Central Florida beat Florida International. On the prep schedule last night, first up in the Valley Football Association, it was Wausau West beating Appledon West 37-0. Also, Appledon East beat Kaukauna. Appledon North topped DC Everest 28-8. It was Kimberly all over Wausau East 57-3. Marshfield beat Fond du Lac 47-8. Menasha over Stevens Point 31-21. Nina a 51-35 win over Oshkosh West. Wisconsin Rapids is in action today as they take on Oshkosh North. Also in high school football, Appledon Xavier beat Lakeland. It was Greenwood Granton over Abbotsford. Edgar got a 39-6 win over Auburndale. Almond Bancroft topped Cambria Friesland. Altoona beat Neillsville. Amherst shut out Bondwell. Antigo, a 43-8 win over Ashland. It was Rapids Assumption over Thorpe. Athens beat Wausau Newman 35-20. Shawamigan over Riblake Prentice. Other games included Marathon beating Phillips 56-7. Marion Tigerton over Tri-County in overtime. Chippewa Falls McDonald knocked off Gilman. Medford beat Mosinee 20-8. Merrill over Rhinelander 54-7. It was Port Edwards beating Wild Rose, Pittsville over Tomahawk, Stevens Point Pacelli shut out Wittenberg Burnhamwood 21-0, Owen Withy over Loyal, Shiocton beat Iola Scandinavia, Rosholt to win over Sheboygan Lutheran, Stratford beat Eau Claire Regis 13-0, and also in the college football today, the Pointers will get underway. It's the Spud Bowl, and it's under the lights for the first time since 2000 as they take on Rockford College. Major League Baseball yesterday, Kyle Loesch gave up a grand slam in the first inning, and the Cubs held on as they beat the Brewers yesterday 8-5. The two teams play a late afternoon game today down at Wrigley Field. And the U.S. soccer team dropped its match against Costa Rica last night 3-1. The loss snapped a team record 12-game winning streak. With the win, Costa Rica moves into first place in the final World Cup qualifying round. The U.S. is still in good position of qualifying, 1 point from Costa Rica in second with 3 games left. The top 3 nations will qualify for the World Cup in Brazil next year. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.